Our pianist is Emil Gilels, and the sonatas are the Waldstein, the Appassionata, and Les Adieux.
All right, three of the great Beethoven sonatas, recordings from the early 70s by Emil Gilels. Now, there's so many questions to ask you about these, but Emil Gilels, I mean, we heard the lyricism of his playing. He was in his late 50s when he made these recordings. Where was he as a pianist at this time?
Well, he was nearing the end of his career, actually. He was engaged in this cycle of Beethoven sonatas for Deutsche Grammophon, which he recorded over a period of years, that he did not finish. He died before he was able to finish several of the late sonatas.
And there's great delicacy in that passage we heard of the Waldstein there, but there's a whole other side to what he does with Beethoven.
Well, I feel that, well, the reason I wanted to bring Gilels out as my flag bearer for Beethoven is that he seems to convey the violence that's in the music without succumbing to roughness or callousness. He understands that so much of Beethoven's expression has to do with the release of anger and with a kind of very carefully choreographed violence in the music itself. Gilels seemed to get this across always in a tasteful way, always with a beautiful sound, but nonetheless, there's no doubt in your mind when he plays certain passages, for instance, in the Appassionata, which after all, its name tells you, this is an impassioned work, and it comes out that way. It isn't just played with technical brilliance. It's played with a real sense of strength, anger, in energy and intensity that I think goes to the core of what Beethoven is trying to convey in this music.
Now, sometimes you hear coiled fury in Beethoven, but in that passage, it's completely unleashed. He's stomping around. He's slamming the doors. It's anger. It's violence.
It is. I mean, those close-spaced chords in the lower octave of the piano, they can't mean anything else but that. You just have to slam them. But yet he does it in a way that isn't just raw and rude. The notes sound, everything is there, and yet at the same time, that sense of force and thrust and violence also is there. This is what I find remarkable about Gilels' playing.
Well, this is a CD on the Deutsche Grammophon label, three Beethoven sonatas, the Waldstein, the Appassionata, and Les Adieux. And we're going to hear Les Adieux. Ted, what should we listen for in this performance?
Well, this is a wonderful example of Beethoven's middle period style. Towards the end of the middle period, he had been working on the dimensions of the sonata, on the emotive content. And here he goes somewhat even further. He creates a sonata that has a little program to it. It's not a very literal program, but it is very distinct about what it's trying to convey, and that is the emotions of a separation, of absence, and of a return. And these words are used in the title of the sonata, and in fact, the opening notes of the sonata even have the word Lebewohl in three syllables, farewell, written under them. So here's an example of Beethoven evoking imagery at the piano, as well as writing a work of great romantic thrust and ardor. And Gilels again conveys these elements in his performance of the music.